But to make what I'm saying even clearer, let's apply the argument to one of the rites previously performed, and then you'll see the significant difference. If you'd like, let's compare that Passover and this Passover, and then you'll realize our superiority. The Jews indeed celebrated it, but their understanding of it was merely reflective and obscured. They never grasped the hidden mysteries it foretold. They saw a lamb slaughtered, its blood smeared on doorposts. But could they comprehend that the Son of God would become flesh, be killed, liberate the entire world, and allow both Greeks and barbarians to partake of his blood? Or that he would open heaven for everyone, offering what is there to all of humanity? Could they imagine that he, bearing his bloodied flesh, would ascend above the sky and the heavens, superior to all celestial beings, angels and archangels, and all other powers? Could they envision his bloodied flesh glowing with an unutterable glory, seated on the very throne of the King at the right hand of the Father? These things, I say, were understood or even conceived by none, neither them nor any other human beings.